Next and last, a letter to Dr. P. Patel regarding patient Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, last name Moore, M-O-O-R-E, date of birth is 12-7-1966. Dear Dr. Patel, had the pleasure to see patient Bobby Moore in the office on 1-22-2013. Per as you recall, this is a 46-year-old Caucasian male, initially seen by myself in the office on 3-2-2010 for evaluation of coronary artery disease. Per patient document, history of coronary artery disease, testimonial infarction with putrescent stent placement, and subsequent coronary bypass surgery. Per prior angio consisted of chest pressure. Per initial value for myself, I did relate transient chest discomfort lasting less than 1 minute, as well as left arm numbness not associated with chest discomfort. Per he did have a small myocardial infarction in 2009 and was treated medically at that time. Per subsequently went to stress occurred on 3-18-2010, noted to be negative for disposable skin pressure, work out 9 METs. Per he was noted in the ischemic cardiomyopathy with mild or moderate LV systolic function, LVEF of 40-45%. Period. Been sent to case follow-up. Last follow-up in the office on 12-1-2010. Per at that time, he was struck to follow up in 6 months. However, he did not show for that appointment. Period. He was ultimately seen by myself at Sierra Vista Regional Health Center on 1-16-2013. For evaluation of chest pain, period, he's noted evidence of a non-ulcerative myocardial infarction. Period, he subsequently underwent, subsequently transferred to Tucson Medical Center for coronary angiography by Dr. Gladding, showing significant coronary artery disease. Period, he felt the best option was a nuclear stress test prior to intervention of a circumflex lesion, period. He presents a follow-up period, relates to exertional chest tightness, period, denies any other chest pain per se, shortness of breath or rest, nausea and diaphragm, neck, chest, arm pain, palpitation, syncope, nerve, syncope, thotina, PND, or exertional dyspnea. Period, paragraph on physical exam, vitals as follows, heart rate of 92 respiratory at 14, blood pressure 140/92. Weight is 193 pounds, height is 5'8". Period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or cryobiosis noted. Period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm with 2/6 is documented per no S3O. So another period. PMI is not displaced. Lungs are clear. Okay, so lungs are diminished. Breath sounds bilateral, otherwise clear. Abdomen soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds, period. Extremely warm and dry without cyanosis, pallidine, period. Pulse were intact, times 4 extremities. Period. Paragraph from pressure 1, angina pectoris, number 2, coronary artery disease. Status post PTC and stent placement. Status post coronary bypass surgery was recent non-ulcerative myocardial infarction as noted. Next number, ischemic cardiomyopathy. Next number, diabetes mellitus. Next number, hypoglycemia. Next number, pulmonic insufficiency. Period. Paragraph, recommendation number 1, patient clinical records, period. Review my case. Patient number 2, if you start on Imdur 30 milligrams daily, per prescription has been transmitted to his pharmacy in Tombstone. Next number, a prescription for stumbling nitroglycerin is also transmitted to his pharmacy. Next number, I've discussed coronary angiography results with patient. Period, he'll be scheduled for Lexiscan MyoView. Period, I have reviewed the procedure and clinical response alternatives. Period, a full report follow. Next number, patient follow-up 1 month prior to need. Next number, patient strongly advised to discontinue tobacco use. Period. Paragraph, thank you very much for allowing me to appreciate care of this patient and question and concerns. Please know that to contact me. Signed, this sincerely, Dr. William G. Elliott Comedio.